My dear viewers, I've just received another legal threat. This time, I'm sharing it with you. A media group has sent me a 6-page letter threatening me with imprisonment if I ever use the phrase, "Nation wants to know." They say that they own the phrase, "Nation wants to know." I've watched the nervous antics of this media group with amusement and horror for the last few months. Today, I'm replying to them. In public. To them I say, the threat of imprisonment will not deter me. Bring your money bags and your lawyers. File the criminal case against me for using the phrase, "Nation wants to know." Do everything you can. Spend all the money you have and arrest me. I am waiting right now in my studio floor. Come, enforce your threat. The phrase, "Nation wants to know," belongs to you, to me, and to all of us, to every citizen of this country. It symbolizes what we do, pick up issues for the people, ask, question, and seek accountability where it is due. I have used this phrase with pride over the years in my reporting and on debates for the last 20 years. And I am deeply indebted to each one of you who have found my journalism worthy of representing public interest. Every Indian has a right to use that phrase. And this phrase comes from the heart. Every Indian, through his or her questioning spirit, can use the phrase, "Nation wants to know." I ask the people of India today, should I stop using this phrase because this media group threatens to imprison me if I do? For the last few months, every dirty trick and every attempt at intimidation has been carried out against me and my team. My team members have been harassed, and some of them have even been threatened with quote-unquote untoward action. This media group's aim has been to somehow stall and delay the launch of Republic TV, to somehow try and make sure that a group of journalists determined to pursue the truth on behalf of the people are held back. Yet, like a belief whose time has come, Team Republic is unstoppable. And to the media group I say, bring it on. Yours, Arnab.